G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, June 22. I'm John Barker and got the whole team here, Daniel Nuttall and Joel Marshall. Last day of the Brisbane Winter Carnival, last group one of the Australian season. Chris Waller going for an outright record 18th group one for the Australian season. Godolphin going for their personal best 14th. And James Cummings, his ninth. They've had four different trainers train Group 1 winners in Australia this season, Godolphin. Both of those camps, Joel, are going in team-handed, Waller and Cummings. Have you landed on one of those?
Yeah, look, I think the Godolphin team are going to be hard to stop, aren't they? They've got three pretty good chances. Savatiano, Pahutukawa, certainly top of the betting. I don't think Multage is too far behind them. So look, they have a strong hand, as you said, Waller. Well, he's got a newcomer to his camp, Eckstein, first start for the Coolmore team, having purchased her, and Egg Tart, or bit of a target race, I'd assume, for her. First up, G Boss to ride. Interesting race for her to attack first up. First up last prep, she was placed behind Winx and Happy Clapper, so she's clearly good enough, but she's been a bit of a money muncher through her career, Egg Tart. So look, it's a typical tough mares race. You're going to get each way odds for whatever you like.
And Daniel, you've spoken to comeback jockey Jim Byrne during the week in Winning Post. He is burning, and he's hurting, having missed the... he has been certainly physically hurting with that injury he had, and he's been hurting that he's missed all the lovely cash at the Brisbane Carnival. He's riding Outback Barbie. He's a big fan. You've got her in your top four. Can he pick up a bit of late moolah?
Yeah, look, as Joel alluded to, each way odds about any horse, and Outback Barbie certainly fits the bill there. Probably come up a big price. If you listen to Jim Byrne earlier, he was pretty confident she'll run quite well. And look at her form. She's been pretty unlucky in some better group ones, so hopefully for him he can atone for the missed opportunities this during the Brisbane Carnival. But look, yeah, as Joel said, tough race, but I think the Godolphin they could very well run the trifecta with their three horses, but it's a good Tats TR and a good way to finish a really decent Brisbane Winter Carnival.
Yes indeed, it's been great certainly to have Eagle Farm back and in top condition. Daniel, we'll take you through the black type races on the Eagle Farm card on Saturday. We start in race two for the two-year-olds, the listed Winning Edge Presentations Stakes at set weights over 1,400.
I think there's three winning chances in this. Look, I've got Cordier on top in the paper, but I thought Divine Factor at the price might be the one to play here, the eighth, the Michael Costayard. This horse was favourite in the Magic Millions two-year-old classic in January after running within half a length of Dubious on debut. Two runs his preparation, sort of about excuses, not sure love the soft seven first up. The form of that race has been franked, and then over race last start and just ran out of puff. The end of 1200 last start again at Caloundra at the Sunshine Coast. So I think at $35 and a two-year-old race that isn't a world beater on paper really, I think 35 is a good each way price. In saying that, I think Cordier and Discharge are definitely there to beat. Discharge some good form around Reloaded and Prince Farwas, and they ran a Quinella both on their they ran the Quinella at Canterbury last month, so I think those are the three to play around. I've got two just on top quarter of the eight, Divine Factor, one Discharge, and in for fourth, five Snow Zone. But good race, and hopefully the eight can run a big race at an each way price.
All right, well, I said black type, but we may as well just stop on our way in race three, the TAB Battle of the Bush, because you got one here at around about $20. This one, no Metro wins in the last 2 years for these horses. They've had to earn their way to Eagle Farm. They're racing for $125,000, and you've got one at a decent price here, Daniel.
Yeah, Mia Host. Well, this is. I was hoping you wouldn't stop by here to preview this one. This is next to impossible. They come from everywhere around Queensland, Home Hill, Innisfail, Townsville. I could go on. Look, it's a good initiative. Obviously, a successful first running of this race last year. But yeah, Mia Host. I just thought it was a really good win in the in her qualifier at Thangool. which I couldn't tell you where it is on a map, but it was a good win. And then I backed it up with a nice third behind Invisible Girl. That horse is running okay in races at Adelaide and Melbourne before moving up north to a new stable. So I thought in a race with many chances, Mia Host might be worth a dollar each way or thereabouts. Deadly Choices in next, Little Striker, and 12 Hanover Square, but there's quite a few you can make a case for. 13 though on top in the Battle of the Bush.
Over to the first leg of the Quaddy, which is the next of the black type races. It's race 6, Lazy Yak, Tattersall's Cup, Group 3, and over 3,000 metres these days, Daniel.
Yeah, there's a couple of horses I've been following throughout this preparation who have looked like they won every bit of 3,000 metres. That's Miss Admiration and Vow and Declare. So happy to play around those two. Miss Admiration on top, I think, are performances this preparation, starting with a very good effort over 1,600 metres at Caulfield, a distance well short of her best. And then coming to a couple of stakes races during the carnival and running on okay from a long, long way back. I think 3,000 metres will suit her down at the Grand. Vow and Declare was huge in the Derby, quite wide, and almost had the race overturned on protest with Mr. Quickie. Those are the main two. Big Duke running well, and Our Libretto, another who's untried at this distance, but gives every indication she'll be able to run it out. But 5 on top of 9, 1, and 6.
And your value bet comes up in the 7th, which is the second leg of the Quaddy. It's the GH Mum Open over 1820 metres, a listed handicap.
Yeah, the rise from the 1600 to the 1820 is a big tick for another dollar. There's one I've been following this preparation after a pleasing first set run at Flemington. A little disappointing, I think, last start. Settled a little closer than she normally does, and I doubt she loved the heavy 8 on that day. So giving her another chance to set up to the up to this trip. And Craig Newitt, who's had has ridden her well in the past, gets on. So I think at a good each way price, another dollar. Probably D-Day for her though. Take it in turn in next, Live and Free, and Duke of Valentinois, others with chances, but quite keen to play each way on the 7, another dollar.
The big one is race 8, Sky Racing, Tattersall's Tiara, Group 1 for fillies and mares over 1,400 at weight for age, worth 500,000.
Yeah, as I said earlier, I think Godolphin have a very good hand in this, and look, I was umming and ahhing between the 17 and the 18, Multaja and Pahutakawa. Both terrific horses on their day. Multaja, well, that was a very good win, given a great ride by Blake Shin. He had the option to ride this horse again, but he's gone with Pahutakawa, who he rode into third in the Queensland Guineas. It was a very tough watch. Probably should have won that race. Well, I could be wrong here, but I think just back down to 1,400 might suit Multaja more than Pahutakawa. I think Pahutakawa is probably better at the mile. In saying that, both can win, and those were clearly the two. Outback Barbie, we touched on, goes in as well. And in for fourth is the other Godolphin runner, Savatiano. Made Callista look second rate last start, winning the Morton Stakes. So has a chance, but with these Bears races, there's plenty of other, and we'll go wide in the Quaddy. But 17 on top of 18, 16, and 10.
Yeah, it is a wide open race. I landed with Savatiano. I thought she might have been the pick of the Godolphin camp. She's always looked sort of top class, and she got that confidence boosting win, I guess, the other day. A couple of roughies, or a couple of horses I've been following. 11 Noir, she had no hope against the tempo last start, but she ran on well. Irithia's come up with another horror gate. I've already got a little bet on her at odds. As it turned out, it's probably not value, but she was going okay before the Strad broke. Back to mare's grade, her fourth in the Kingsford Smith, or was it the 10,000, was one of the other Group 1 lead-ups, was good. So she's clearly up to this level if she can just get a bit of luck early, and Pahutakawa makes up my top four. But Savatiano on top, if you're looking wider, maybe little bets on Noir and Irithia.
And we finish up at the Brisbane Carnival with race 9 at Eagle Farm on Saturday. Simon George and Sons, WJ Healy Stakes, 1,200 metre Group 3. And Daniel, your best of the day comes up here.
Does I think Brave Song can end the carnival with a win, a deserved win at that too. He's been around the mark all three starts, runner-up on every occasion. Last start in the Morton Cup was impressive. It was last on the turn, not a place you wanted to be. They weren't going too quick out in front, but he raced home to in some sizzling sectionals and just missed Pretty in Pink. We know he's quite good. Form around Trekking, of course, earlier in the preparation. Trekking then come out and won a Stradbroke quite well. So the form's there. Barrier 1, wonder where Blake Shin gets to, whether he goes to last or sort of sits midfield. Might need a pretty good ride, but I think clearly on top, Rave Song, and a good price, 380. Keen to make him my best of the day. Victorum, look, was on the best part of the track of the Kingsman Smith from well back there, and was sort of wide, and but made up for it with a sterling finish to win a listed race last time. Those are the main two. Split Lip was good at odds last start running on, and Cradle Mountain might run in Sydney. But if here, definitely a smaller hope. But three Brave Song, the best of the day, on top of 2, 15 and 12.
Joel, any other anything else at Eagle Farm you want to alert us to?
Yeah, not too much more, Dad. Maybe race 4. Vega 1's come up odds on. Cyber Attack probably should have won last start. It's got a 7 next to his name. He just never got clear. I was hoping they sort of might have missed him and you'd still be getting $9 or $10, but he's come up around $5.50. So, look, I might just wait and see if the price gets pushed out a little bit, but I think he's a bit of a winning hope, Cyber Attack, after an unlucky last run.
Alrighty, Flemington, the venue for Melbourne racing on Saturday. We do have a listed event. It is for the three-year-olds over the straight 1,200 metres. It's the AR Creswick Stakes, and it is race 7.
Yeah.
Sorry. You go, Daniel.
Yeah. Look, Bands on Fire, deserved favourite, winner of three. Of three this preparation, but I thought the 7 advancing was the one that might have come up over the odds, and at the price discrepancy, probably who I want to be on over Bams on Fire. Really love this this gelding's jump out prior to the first up win, where she smashed German Otter, that horse, and smashed a maiden field to start prior. So it was good form, and then came out her first run on the straight last start over 1,000 metres and settled back and hit the line nicely behind a couple of these and Gitra and Halvorsen. So with that run, first straight run under his belt, I think he can present a third up over 1,200 metres. It'll be hard to hold out, and I think a terrific each way price, 16-1. Bands on Fire alluded to in next. Golden Halo was just in another league last start, and a Swan Hill 64. Did have some good runs in some stakes races in Adelaide early in the preparation, and Alvorsen horse has been set for this. 7, 4, 10, 2 in the listed race.
Yeah, I went 4 Bams on Fire. Just hard to steer away from her. She's just looked really good this prep and gets a chance for a stakes win. 6 Tahitian Dancer. If she's got any petrol left in the tank, I don't think she really runs a mile. I think back to this shorter trip, she's been racing in better races, and she was a good winner first up. So, look, and as I said, she's been to Sydney, been to Adelaide. So if there's a bit of petrol still in the tank, I think she's classy enough to run well. 3 Marcel from Madrid. Big query runner, was in last week's scratch, save for this. Barrier 1's not ideal down the straight, but he's a smart horse. First start for the Pruski Yard, and 10 Golden Halo next best.
Yeah, Bams on Fire for me as well to beat Gitra. Vine is the power and advancing. 4197. Your best and value bits starting with you, Daniel?
Yeah, the best comes up the race prior. Race number 6, I got Connery on top for the Archie Alexander Yard. Craig Williams back onto Big Tick. He steered him to a pretty impressive win at Sandown Hillside 2 starts ago. And went to the Swan Hill Cup and sort of raced tight there. Looked probably at every chance. I can't say would have won with more room, but I don't think he liked racing tight there. The win at Warrnambool during the carnival on a soft sick was terrific. The turn of foot he showed that day was phenomenal ends. Look, if he can show that with Craig Williams back on over the mile, I think it'll be hard to hold out. I think the main danger is 5 Kingdom. They're the only two I'd want to back in that. But yeah, the best race 6, number 5, Connery, and the value comes up in the race we just previewed, race 7, number 7, advancing.
I'll try and bookend the card. Rubisaki have made my best. Look, 2-year-old race, 1,400, big field. It's probably an open affair, but not overly keen on the rest of the card, so happy to make her my best. Her debut run at Warrnambool was good. She was wide, kept finding the line, just missed. And then Seymour, last time out, really strong. Liked her last furlong, and she thinks she had the fastest last 600, 400 of the day. I think she can continue on with the job out to 1,400. My value in the last, Villamont, might just want 1,600. That's still one little asterisk. He stays at 14. He had no luck last start. He was put in the pocket by the eventual winner, Blaise Jowski, and then held up, and his last sort of 100 metres, once he did find clear galloping room, was good. Senior jockey takes over. He's already been specced at double figure odds. So yeah, he's an each way play for me. He might be ready to peak in the winter final in a fortnight, but we'll have something on him on Saturday.
All right, my best was race 6, number 2, Carra. No scratching through for Flemington at the moment, but I'm hearing is more likely to go to Sydney chasing the wet track. So I'm going to make my best race 3, number 2, Milwaukee, pretty bomb-proof down the straight. Race 5, number 12, Street Tough from Tassie is my value bet, but in typical style for me, $4.60 equal favourite. But, you know, those benchmark 78s, surely you can back them each way.
Yeah.
Randwick, speaking of Sydney, is the venue for Sydney racing, and we've got it marked as a heavy ace. Who's found something here?
Well, I'll butter up the sweet victory. I wasn't on the podcast last week, so listeners didn't hear me declare this last week, but it was certainly the best in the best bets and winning post. And she's run fourth. She was beaten half a length. Wasn't a bad run. She was down near the inside, probably the worst part of the track. She was 1,200 to 1,500. Certainly, yeah, didn't lose me as an admirer anyway, so I'm happy to butter up this week. Up against the boys, but for that she drops 2 kilos and then she gets a claim for Robbie Dolan. So she's down 4 kilos on the back up on a wet track. I think it's a winning recipe for her. My value bet has probably come up a bit shorter than what I thought, perhaps because there's not a lot of depth to the race. Race 5, number 7, Oneness. I thought his first two runs for the Baker Yard were quite good. Went back last week off a bit of a slow start and just never got into the race. Blinkers on 1400. I expect him to be right on speed as he can race, certainly through his Queensland career, and all of his four wins in Queensland were when he had the blinkers on. So, man, not as much value as I thought he would be, but I think he'll bounce back Oneness in race 5.
Just the one bet for me, I think, in Sydney, and that comes up in the last, the best bet. Rare episode from the Brad Widdop stable. I'm a big fan of this gelding. I think his two, the only two starts he didn't win this preparation, clear excuses in both. It's a horse I'll go forward. And carrying 55.5 kilos, which is the lightest weight he's carried after the Sam Weatherly claim. The win last start was terrific. He was pressured out in front at Kembla Grange with 60.5 kilos, but still, the temerity to shoot away on the straight record, a pretty easy victory. He's a little better than that. And a pretty moderate benchmark, 678. And he's adapted on wet tracks, 3 starts, 2 wins, and a third. Those are on soft tracks, mind you. Hasn't had a sale on the heavy, but can't see him not handling it. But yeah, in a moderate 78, I think Rare Episode can go to the front and take some catching. Race 9, number 5.
In Adelaide, they're racing mainly on the main track at Morfordville. They've got the Grand National Steeplechase and Hurdle that are on the Parks track, races 1 and 2. But your best, Daniel, comes up in the 5th, and that is a horse that was a beaten favourite first up, but you think maybe the switch from synthetic to a soft turf track could be the key for expansion.
Absolutely, and he's gone to the jump out since at Flemington, and it was a terrific jump out, sat sort of just off the speed, so through on the inside there, and kicked away for a strong win in behind, about 4 or 5 lengths behind him in that jump out, being ridden to the line were Tides and the Bald Eagle. Now those two have come out and since won their respective races. So, very good jump out. Gets a claim from Georgina Cartwright, and now has to carry 53.5. I think from the draw, might be pretty tough to run down. As you said, the synthetic back to the turf just probably didn't handle his first go on that surface. So, expansion I think will be hard to beat in race 5, the 8. And in the last, the value comes up, race 8, number 3, Dexalation. 2 starts have been good. He's shaping up well, and I think we'll be ready to win here at an each way price. Race 5, 8, expansion the best, and race 8, 3, Dexalation the value.
Belmont in WA on Saturday. There are 2 listed races in race 6, which is the Bolton Sprint over 1200 metres, and BJ Ryan is tipping number 10, the 3-year-old Valor Road, fairly short, just into black figures. And the Belmont Guineas is the other one. It's for 3-year-olds over 1600. It is race 7, and BJ likes the filly Flirtini. BJ's best, race 4, number 13, Battle Storm. His value bet, race 2, number 9, Unending. Earlier in the day, Joel, they are racing at Tauranga and Rickerson.
Yeah, Tauranga has a listed race, and that sees my best bet come up. Race 8, number 3, Rosewood. She's a talented mare, and she's just a gun-wet track. I think she's won 9 races on heavy surfaces. She's on the backup from last week, where she just looked a certainty, really, on weights after the claim. Back to weight for age here, back to mares. Great. That's not the query. I think the query is 15 last week, 1,500 back to 1,400. She got a long way back, and they just sort of rode her patiently. Probably rode her like the best horse, really. So look, a 1400, just that's the one little knock, but I think she'll be very hard to beat again. Rosewood, the value is Tia Celeste, race 9, number 7. Two runs back from a spell, both have been quite handy. Gets in with a claim, should be peaking third up. And Rickerton, the best is Owen Patrick, race 8, number 8. And the value is Crispin, race 4, number 11.
Alrighty, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. We've got the form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and big, big fields around Australia. So if you can find a winner or two, there will be rewards. Best $20 bet for the weekend, I will kick us off with Flemington, race 3, number 2, Milwaukee. John?
Yeah, I'll go Flemington 2, and it'll be a long day if this gets rolled. Race 1, number 13, Rubisaki.
Best comes up in the last, Eagle Farm. Race 9, number 3, we'll have 20 on Brave Song.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.